Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Accounting the rulers.
We call you to Islam. We call you to the Sunnah.
Exposing the colonialist agendas.
No Muslim believes in these borders.
And showcasing the global call for the return of the Islamic way of life.
The Khilafah is an obligation from our Lord.
We have loyalty to principles. We believe in justice.
Everything will be in accordance to your deen.
Allahu Akbar!
This is Dawah Around the World.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's episode of Dawah Around the World. Questions about LGBT. Earlier this month, a Times newspaper journalist by the name of Neil Johnston published an article about how Muslims view LGBT. LGBT, which stands for lesbians, gays, bisexual and transgender, has been a growing discussion in the UK. As in recent years, many schools and institutions have made it a part of the curriculum, teaching tolerance to children as young as 4 years old. Mr. Johnston contacted the media representative of Hizb ut-Tahrir, Britain, Brother Yahya Nesbitt, before publishing the article to question the views and materials of the Hizb on this topic. He asked, "Many would say some of the language used is homophobic or offensive. Are you not concerned that your lectures could be regarded as inflammatory and potentially encourage children not to tolerate others from different communities?" The sad reality of Western liberal values, which promote open relationships and freedom to do as one pleases with no boundaries, has been the most destructive element in society. They argue that embracing this liberal approach leads to an open, healthy and progressive society. So we find there is a concentrated effort from the government and the media to encourage adopting such attitudes, particularly among the young. In all of this, fashion, pornography and advertising industries, with others, have not only created a hypersexualized environment, but they benefit immensely by filling their pockets with huge amounts of revenue. The consequences of such an atmosphere has affected women and children the most. Sexual violence rates are shocking, where abuse statistics in the past years have been alarming. Children's minds have been polluted so much that they have been stripped of all forms of innocence. And now, same-sex relationships and transgender identities in schools are taught as normal, healthy and even encouraged. Such results have destroyed and taken away the purity from the basis of a strong, stable and successful society, the family structure. The sacredness of the family structure could not be belittled more by the secular liberal values that promote this family as restrictive and an obstacle to one's personal freedoms. It is a duty of parents within this structure to protect their children and their innocence. However, with this government agenda, it completely snatches this right from them. They teach our children contradictory values and beliefs to distance them from their identity and roots of Islam. Hizb ut-Tahrir, in their work and especially their views on the topic of LGBT, have been very clear. We openly and happily invite dialogue, debate and discussion. However, with questions like that of Mr. Johnston, it has become painfully obvious that the British government, ardent liberalists and the mainstream media cannot tolerate debate about secular liberal beliefs and values and expect an adoption of their way or the highway. Islam encourages honest questioning and mature debate, even about its most core beliefs and values. But it seems the liberalists' approach only cares to shut down any potential debate because it is so weak and incompetent. Therefore, they bully the Muslim community into adopting more and more secular liberal values as they have no intellectual manner to convince us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has laid the best system for humankind in every sphere of life. The Islamic Khilafah system. It will preserve and it protects every man, woman and child from every indecency and evil that we see today. Families, relationships and society's values would be promoted and implemented according to the laws and rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, resulting in a harmonious and tranquil establishment for all to enjoy and feel valued and honoured. There will be no filth, no exploitation, and absolutely no room for businesses and industries to promote and profit from such lewdness. The Islamic Khilafah system will protect not just the individual in this life and the hereafter, but make for a better and more wholesome society. Bi-idhnillah, may Allah hasten its return. Ameen. Jazakumullah khairan for joining us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.